what not to do. Cynicism, resentment, numbness, neediness, and blame. In this session, we are focusing on what not to do after female-related wounds. Many men are hurt, but not all men heal. Some men simply reorganize their lives around pain. They carry the wound for years, but instead of bringing it into Christ, they build sinful or distorted patterns around it. There are five common dangers we need to name clearly: cynicism, resentment, numbness, neediness, and blame. First, cynicism. Cynicism says, "I know how women really are. It takes one betrayal, one rejection, one manipulative relationship, one controlling mother, one humiliating breakup, or one painful marriage experience, and turns it into a lens for interpreting all women." Cynicism feels wise because it sounds guarded and realistic. But often, cynicism is pain that is hardened into a worldview. Cynicism does not protect your soul. It slowly poisons it. Second, resentment. Resentment grows when a man keeps replaying the injury and feeding the anger. Some resentment is loud, but much of it is quiet. It shows up as coldness around women, quick negative assumptions, pleasure when women fail, resistance to female leadership, or subtle hostility hidden under politeness. Resentment often says, "I'm just being careful." But beneath that, it is still holding court against women in general because of specific wounds. Third, numbness. Some men stop feeling much at all. They shut down desire, tenderness, and vulnerability because those things feel too dangerous. They still function, they still work, they still go to church, they may even appear calm, but inside, they are disconnected. They are not free. They are frozen. Numbness is not peace. It is often pain under sedation. Fourth, neediness. This may seem like the opposite of resentment, but it can come from the same wound. A man hurt by women may become even more dependent on female attention. He may crave reassurance, chase approval, and constantly seek female affirmation because he is trying to repair the old wound through new responses. In that case, he is not healing. He is searching for a woman to take away a pain only Christ can ultimately address. Neediness is not love. It is often wounded hunger. Fifth, blame. Blame says, "My whole life is like this because of women," or "I am this way because she did that." Now, some wounds are real and very serious, but blame becomes destructive when it turns past harm into present permission. A man begins excusing lust, passivity, emotional manipulation, porn use, avoidance, or relational dishonesty because of what happened to him. That is not healing. That is bondage with a story attached to it. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." That includes the mind wounded by women. A man must not let his mind be permanently discipled by pain. He must let Christ renew it. Here are some warning signs that wounds may still be ruling you. You assume the worst about women quickly. You feel unusually intense around rejection. You swing between female craving and female anger. You avoid tenderness because it feels weak. You return to porn or fantasy after emotional pain. You keep telling the same wound story without moving toward truth and healing. Or you believe your reactions are justified simply because your pain is real. Pain is real, but pain is not always a safe guide. What helps instead? Truth helps. Grief helps. Repentance helps. Forgiveness in its proper time helps. Brotherhood helps. Boundaries help. Wise pastoral or professional support may help. Most of all, letting Christ heal your identity helps. What not to do? Do not turn wounds into a worldview. Do not make bitterness your personality. Do not call emotional shutdown maturity. Do not call female dependence romance. Do not use your wound as permission to sin. Do not punish present women for past women. Do not refuse help because pain has become familiar. A confident, organic man does not deny wounds, and he does not worship them either. He learns how to grieve honestly, heal truthfully, and move forward without cynicism or dependence. Women are not all the same. Your past is not your master, and Christ is not finished with wounded men.